Hey, this is Bob of the BNS Awesome Podcast, and I got a shout out to my cousin Carrie from Penbrook. So if you're listening to this, you got mentioned.
Carrie from Penbrook, we're coming at you live! Sorry, we're not live.
If we ever did live, there'd be a lot more ums.
And there'd be a lot less people. This is Scott of the BNS Awesome Podcast.
Are you of the BNS? I thought you were from that other sub show called FMK.
We have also started a new show.
It's weird because you talk like that on it. It's like you're trying to be like suave. It's like, hey, this is Scott out in Radio Land.
This is Scott of FMK.
Listened to it. I kept like waiting for me to chime in to like, you know,
yeah, right.
I kept listening for me to like say something scathing and mean, and it just never happens.
No,
I was like two thumbs down. There's no Bob in that. There's nothing. It's terrible.
And so for the intro music, for the next episode of FMK, Bob's reviewing something.
Is that what you were trying to trick me into with those emails and messages? You want me to pick two things?
Maybe.
See, I wasn't going to fall for his trick. You could trick me a lot of ways, but not that way.
Damn. Anyways.
So yeah, Scott's been getting over his illness. I've also got better. His illness. I'm getting better.
No more poopy pants for me.
Well, I didn't have that problem as bad as Scott had it. He had it much worse.
I had poopy pants so bad.
That we're not going to talk about it.
But I did not shit my pants.
Let's,
other people I know did.
What did we do today? Hey, what are you trying to imply?
I didn't say you. I'm just saying other people in general.
Well, yeah, but still.
If they listen to this podcast, they will know who they are.
That's messed up, man.
That is messed up. Because I know they'll never listen.
So you're like 100% bum, in the bum, clear. Bum. What did we do today, Scott?
We went and saw Ryan Reynolds do his thing.
What?
We watched Magic Mike. I mean, Detective Pikachu.
We watched Detective Pikachu. Well, before we get going, we should probably put on spoilers for this whole episode.
Oh, spoilers for Detective Pikachu. It has Ryan Reynolds. Ha ha.
If you didn't know that, that's pretty bad.
So, something that I saw before this was, I was on the computer and I was looking on YouTube and like number three trending video was Detective Pikachu full movie. And I was like, what the fuck is it? How is this number one trending and it hasn't been pulled down? So I'm like, well, I'm going to watch some Detective Pikachu. So I click on it and I start watching it. And it's, I don't even think it's part of the movie, like an actual movie. He's walking down the street and all of a sudden he looks in this window and there's Detective Pikachu and he starts dancing. Just one second. We're gonna take a brief momentary pause.
Are you trying to say that they were trolling people?
So Bob can watch this.
They were trolling people possibly?
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Pikachu!
It's Clefairy!
Fuck!
So yeah, Scott, that cut of the movie you just showed me on the internet, I gotta say that had a lot more dancing than the theatrical cut we just saw.
I enjoyed that cut. I think maybe a little better even.
You like the online leak version better than the...
Everybody go and check out the online leaked version. Just type in Detective Pikachu full movie. You gotta watch it all the way through though. Heavy spoilers, there's a lot of dancing.
You know, I think that's better than Rickrolling.
I think it is, because, like, Ryan Reynolds has a lot tied to this movie, and the fact that they, like, have it, like, R. Reynolds up at the top, like, it's his screener and all this shit, that's fucking great.
So, let's go into a little bit, I know we're in spoilers, but I don't care.
Spoilers!
This is me not caring. So, back in the day when I was a small, wee little boy.
7'8".
Yep, I was actually taller as a child. I'm shrinking. I'm like Benjamin Button.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say you have Benjamin Button syndrome, don't you?
But I had one Christmas I got a Game Boy, and my sister got a copy of Pokemon Red, and she didn't like it, so I said I'd play it, and I started playing Pokemon Red, and that was pretty much my descent into madness.
Playing in the Alola regions.
I could trace all my problems in life to that moment, but. That's when I became a fan of Pokemon, the game. And, you know, it's been, what? 18.
Yeah.
20 years.
I could see that. You played red first? I played blue first.
I played red, blue, yellow, silver, gold, ruby, emerald.
You play green?
No.
No? Okay.
I played green when it came out, when it was leaf green and fire red. That's when I played green.
Wait, was that just a remake?
Yeah, those when they did the remakes of Red and Bloom, they had fire red and then leaf green.
Because I never played leaf green, but I did see a copy of.
Yeah, that's when they brought it back for, you know, the advanced.
No. Like the original, like, you know, they had the Pikachu yellow version.
Yeah, but originally it was red and green. They changed it. They made blue when they ported it over to here.
Yeah.
Because in Japan, that's why it was fire red and leaf green again.
But I did see a Japanese version of leaf of the green.
Yeah, you see a lot of weird stuff. I've seen stuff at used game stores.
I'm just saying, I thought it was cool when I was younger. I was like, oh my God, it's all in Japanese. I was like, did you go all the way to Japan to get that? He's like, no. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, that's usually where I go to get my Japanese games. I don't import them. I just go get them.
So that was disappointing as a child.
But you've played a Pokemon game once or twice?
Once or twice. I have a really good friend who was like, I want you to play Pokemon. So he bought me a fucking DS and Pokemon.
That guy sounds like an asshole.
You know what? He's got this ever so sensual mustache, and he likes to rub it against the microphone. That's huh? I mean, sorry, yeah.
I was falling asleep. Your story was boring me.
That was the last Pokemon game I played through to the end. And I had a lot of fun.
I also enjoyed the original series to a point where now you watch it and you just want to throw up and your eyes burn and all you can think about is wanting
who's that Pokemon? John Cena! So that's a little shout out to Jobo Senpai. If you go over to his channel, www.twitch.tv/JomoSenpai.
As I'm sitting here, I see my Jomo Senpai care package still sitting in Scott's house.
I have no excuse.
I'm just
lazy.
You're as bad as I am when it comes to video editing.
Yeah, exactly.
You do it 9 times, then you cry, and then you just go back and release another one that was before all the nonsense and adjustments and.
Meh.
Anywho, this isn't about us. This is about Pokemon.
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 Gotta catch him. Oh my God.
That was
so beautifully done.
And see, when you think back on the movies, there's a bunch of moments. I know, like, the rear last section goes insane, but let's talk about it. Let's talk about the plot of this movie.
Okay, so.
Let's set the background first. This isn't in Johto. This isn't in Hoenn. It's not in Kanto. It's not in.
Alola regions.
It's not in any of the main game regions.
The known regions. Is this a known region? No, I don't think so.
It's. We'll look it up, but it's not one of the main regions. There's no trainers here, per se. There's no trainers, there's no fighting, and there's no Pokeballs.
Oh, well, where does it start off at?
That starts off in his hometown. I can't remember what region it is. But that's why, you know, after they get there, there's no more Pokeballs, no more trainers, no more nothing.
That is true.
They make a point of, okay, so, like, this happens in Rin City, I believe?
Yeah, Rin?
Ren or Rin City, and there, it's where Pokemon and people living together, no Pokeballs, no battling,
And everybody's going to a sushi restaurant, not eating Magikarp. Wink.
See, these are the background things that I enjoy. There's a lot of
that's what I caught.
There's
I was
a
like,
lot of background jokes and whatnot in there, and there's a bunch of references to the main games because, you know, it's a Pokemon story. But
it's a little bit of a more adult Pokemon story.
That's my thing. Is when we get to it, it's like, who's this movie for?
It's for us, I think, in the long run.
It's not for kids.
But then again, yeah, I don't know. So we also the other thing is that we also when we reviewed it, when we went and watched it, we brought my kids with us.
Yes.
And, like, to hear them cheering...
Made you laugh.
It made me kind of happy. So, anyway, it starts off with... They go to this, like...
Research facility.
Yeah, research facility. And the very first Pokemon you see is Mewtwo. It's fucking awesome. And my son was just like, ah, it's Mewtwo! Dad, it's Mewtwo! I think he had an aneurysm, almost. So, anyways... Mewtwo breaks out. We find out later how. But anyways, it looks like Mewtwo chases down this car, blows this car off of a ledge, or like a bridge kind of thing. And then it cuts to Justice Smith, who's the main actor.
And his character in this is Tim.
Yeah, it's Tim Goodman. John Goodman's son?
Yes.
And it's Tim and, is it Rajesh from Deadpool?
That's his friend, and they're gonna go back and recapture their youth, so they're walking around. You see, it just made me smile seeing all the background Pokemon everywhere.
Yeah, it's great. Like, you see, like, Pidgeys, Pidgeotos, Spearows.
It's a meld of our world and the Pokemon world in a way that's, you know, it's different, but I like it.
Yeah, it really, it's a nice tone, and I didn't want it to feel cartoony. And I was so happy that it didn't feel that way.
Well, some of the designs are a little eh, but it's acceptable enough.
Yeah, like, and they're far enough away that you don't catch, like, any, like, the CG-ness, if that makes sense.
Well, you can, but, like, it works fine for the film, for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Sorry.
Like, you look at Pikachu the whole time, and it's like, that's fine.
Yeah, Pikachu's actually really well animated. There's a spot where they, like, he's hurt. And, like, just watching all, like, the fur on him and shit, it's like, man, that looks really nice.
But, yeah, so they try to capture their youth, and they're like, oh, throw this Pokeball at that Cubone and catch him.
Because you're lonely like this crying Cubone.
And then it doesn't work out, and then he's like, oh, I work in insurance. And then he gets a phone call, they're like, your dad is dead.
He's dead, bitch.
He's like, oh, I better go clean out his apartment. And he's like, I'm going to go to Rin City. Where things are different.
Things are well better. Hey there, Robin! Sorry.
So he goes to Adam there, West. And then he meets Mr. Watanabe, who isn't named that.
Yes, he is. We're totally having tie-ins with both Deadpool and Godzilla in this movie.
There's like this weird scene where he turns around and he's like, let them fight. Like, what?
And the kid's like, what? What are you saying?
Next thing you see a Tyranitar coming out of the water.
He's like, rawr! He's like,
woo, 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 woo. Hyper Beam!
Lithium, Mothra, go! King Ghidorah, go!
They actually have the King Ghidorah analog dragon with the three-headed dragon.
Yes, they do, don't they?
So, yeah, like, there's some homages in between, okay?
Connected universe. Okay, anyways, So, his dad's dead. He goes to the
dad's apartment. Meets a girl and her little duck.
Her Psyduck. Psyduck is such a great character, too. He's one of those characters that, he's like Magikarp. He doesn't get enough attention. That just made me think of another good part with Magikarp.
Well, we'll work our way through this elephant by eating it one bite at a time.
Yeah.
So, they meet the girl. He goes into his apartment. He releases a bunch of gas into his face.
Our gas.
Yep. He's like, hey, what is this?
He fucking vapors himself.
He's like, whoa. So he vapes it. Then he hands the vape to a bunch of mankeys. He's like,
dad.
Or apoms.
Apoms, yeah. And they kind of go crazy. Well, wait. First, he huffs it. And then he
blows out the vape out the window.
He's like, it's strawberry. Strawberry grape, guys. It's like a fucking flavor town in my mouth.
But I love the vaping. Apoms don't like that too much. They go crazy.
Vaping's great. I love to vape and not hang out with my friends. I mean, I blacked out there for a second.
Yeah, we're making it too obvious.
Anyways.
LSL.
I love vaping and computers.
Who doesn't love computers?
And Diablo. All our games are nothing compared. Sorry, we're
Pokemon. Pokemon.
He meets Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, he meets Detective Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, he just kind of shows up.
He's looking for clues.
Yeah, Detective Pikachu's looking for clues.
There's a part in that I actually do quite enjoy because you can hear him mumbling as he, like, you know, knocks stuff over. It's like, my foot. And he's like, oh, what is this?
He's like, oh, that one, I sprained that one for sure. I like that too. So anyways, it's Pikachu, and he's like, if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to shock you. And he's like, I know you don't understand me, but he does.
He's like, look at that eye contact. You can understand. No, I can't. So the A-Poms are like, this guy blew vape in her face.
And
they don't like that.
They don't like the vape.
So they lose it. They chase him down, rip off his pants, and throw him off a building.
Yeah. Yeah, he lands out in the street, and he's like, the A-Poms, they can't get me. He's like, I'm tired of these motherfucking A-Poms in this motherfucking house.
And then they give him his pants back because they felt bad about it.
And they, then the R tube or R gas wears off. It wears off on them right as they get to the street. And they're very aggressive, by the way.
And then when the R gas wears off, they just give him his pants back.
Yeah, they're just like regular A-Pops.
They're like, here's your pants.
All happy, all nimbly bimbly like cats.
And then,
or monkeys.
And then they talk to each other. Detective Pikachu and Tim is like, I don't like you. And Detective Pikachu just like starts grabbing people's food as he walks along everywhere. And he's like, this woman looks at him because he just picks up her dumpling, eats it, and keeps going.
Yeah. I like that part. Anyways, they're both on the mission to find his dad
and find out what happened to his memories.
Yeah. Because
Detective Pikachu can't remember.
Yeah.
People see him talking to this Pikachu and they're like, what's wrong with you?
And the guy, there's that scene in the trailers where he's like, you can understand him, right? And it's like, Pika-Pee! He's like, yeah, Pika-Pee to you too.
Then there's people watching him and he's, you know, they're getting coffee because for some reason, Detective Pikachu, he really likes the caffeine.
Yeah, that's all he drinks is coffee. Like cup and cup.
He never finishes them. He just drinks enough and then he gets another one.
Yeah, so they're at the coffee bar.
It's a rough coffee bar, and they're like, we got to figure this out. And he's like, okay, let's figure it out then.
Yeah, so.
And then he invites him back to his apartment.
Yeah, where he can sleep on the, what does he say?
You can sleep on the stove.
Yeah, you can sleep on the stove if you really want to, which is, sorry, now that I'm realizing something.
What?
So major spoilers right now.
I thought this whole thing spoiled, but even more major spoilers.
Like this is like jumping the gun. So I wonder if he had the memory of that being his apartment because it was him.
It could be a mix because both of them were in the Pikachu at that point.
Right.
They just didn't have their memories.
Yeah. So that's why I'm wondering, like, maybe it was like subconsciously his place.
Well, it was both Pikachu's apartment and both Detective's apartment. So,
yeah, it was. It really should be called, like, you know, they have Beauty and the Beast. It should be the Detective and the Pikachu.
He's a composite being.
True enough. Anyways,
then you find out that Tim's mother died and he became distant with his dad, and he wanted to be a Pokemon trainer, but it just never worked out. It became an insurance salesman.
The very best.
That's what I like about this movie. One of the things that made me wonder about the target audience is he's 21 in this movie. And, you know, in the context of this universe. Pokemon. Yeah, in the context of this universe, they send you out 10 years old, start a Pokemon, to go be a Pokemon trainer. He's not doing that.
No, and it's really weird that he doesn't have, as everybody else says, a partner.
Even one Pokemon, he's got nothing. He's like, I sell insurance and insurance policies, I tell you what.
God. Dang it, Pikachu.
I keep telling people that Pikachu ain't right.
He ain't right. I can't.
But it's we'll get more and back into it. This is going to be like a wall of information with all the strings attached. That's how we're going to explain things. And that's what Pikachu does. While Tim is sleeping that night, he makes a wall.
Stringed fucking thing.
Except he's very short, so he does it on the floor.
It's quite humorous. And then Tim picks up a piece of paper that says
Pokemon Parade.
Yeah, Pokemon Parade. And he's like, oh shit, that girl from
with the
Psyduck, she probably knows more. And then, like, they meet up.
He flirts badly.
Yeah. As
Pikachu's a terrible wig man. He's like, that was terrible.
He's like, you're awful at this, Tim. You should just jump out a window now.
So he tries to jump out a window, but he lands on the window and slides down.
He's like, wee.
Pikachu's like, good job, buddy. Let's go.
Come on, Tim. We're done here. You've disappointed me.
So they track down an informant at the docks, and he's a Pokemon. And who's that Pokemon, Scott?
Who's that Pokemon? It's Mr. Meme. Or Mr. Mime. Oh, my God.
That was great. That was just great.
Who's that Pokemon? Mr. Mime.
No, I like the Mr. Meme.
Mr. Meme would be great. It's just like it transforms into like, troll is that face. A butterfly?
Is this Shakespearean drama?
Yeah.
Is this a pigeon?
Mr. Meme is the new Pokemon. And he's just like,
we got to send that to Nintendo. Mr. Mime evolves into Mr. Meme.
Who's that Pokemon? John Cena. No, it's Mr. Meme.
You heard it here, people. We're calling Game Freak.
That's right. Mr. Meme confirmed Pokemon Sword and Shield.
But no, I enjoyed that scene. It made me laugh.
I really enjoyed the way they went about it, because they're like, oh my God, I just realized that Mr. Meme can actually put up like a real
barrier.
And then fucking Tim's like, oh. And he like makes the door and wiggles the handle and opens his box, goes into the box, and then dumps gas on him.
Then he keeps blowing the match out, so he dumps even more gas, closes the door, makes a trail of gas.
Yeah, makes a trail of gas, and then Mr. Mime's like, he explains it all to him and all this stuff, and then he throws the match.
And then it lights on accident. Fire, and the look on his face, he's like, ah!
Yeah, it's quite funny.
So then they hit the underground Pokemon Fighting League. They hit the underground Pokemon Fighting League.
Sorry, I thought you were going to say something else there, because you looked at me like...
Well, I was just thinking, like, when, for example, when Blastoise is fighting Gengar...
Yes.
It shows that their underground Fighting League is still actually pretty tame.
Yeah, like there's...
It's like they're not going out to kill each other. It's just like, this is a regular Pokemon battle. But in the context of this city, it's like, this is like big and illegal.
They're like, it's dog fighting.
This is what 10-year-old kids are doing in their universe in other regions. But this is like, oh, here, this is illegal. It's like deep underground stuff.
You got any crack, kid? I'm 10.
I'm gonna get my Blastoise to fight a Gengar. That's how hardcore I am.
Yeah, and I'm 7. I want to be the best.
I can't
come yet, but...
Did that part make you laugh, the fact that it was an underground fight club?
It made me just go, like you said, there's 10-year-old kids doing this, and I'm like, this doesn't seem that, like, risque anymore.
It's risque in the context of that it's not allowed in this city, in this region, but it's still like, this is something that they let 10-year-old kids do everywhere else.
Like the one guy with like the Charizard on his chest, he's like, my cousin Matthew does this like on his free time. He's 11. He's got 2 badges.
I know, it's humorous in the context of the movie, right? When you think about it.
Yeah, so. But
then, for the owner of this club is using the compound R to cheat a little bit, and he gives it to his Charizard, and Charizard kind of like spurgs out a little bit. And, unfortunately, they're fighting this guy to get information about where the R is coming from.
Yeah.
But Detective Pikachu doesn't know how to fight.
Yeah, he's lost. He's forgotten how to fight.
He's just a Pikachu with a hat. And he took his hat off, which makes him just a Pikachu.
Yeah, so he can't use Thunderbolt or anything?
He can't use any attack. All he does is...
He looks like he's trying to shit. He's sitting there, he's like,
I can't do it, people are watching. And then
everybody turn around.
So you got a psychotic Charizard running around. And then Tim's like, this Charizard's going to eat my Pikachu. So he jumps in and starts fighting. And
so
like,
stomping on his tail.
Pikachu grabs his eyelids and starts to mess him up.
Yeah, he's like, the guy with his Charizard, he jumps in there. He's like, what are you doing to my Charizard?
And then he gets knocked over, and that activates all his little vials of R.
Yes, and then it's fucking mass hell.
The Pokemon freak out.
Yeah, all the Pokemon freak out and are attacking people, and...
And then suddenly, everything's going to heck. Everyone's running away. They throw a Magikarp at Charizard, and then Charizard comes off his roids, and he gets back to normal, and he's like, what's going on? Like, I'm good now. And then the Magikarp turns into Gyarados.
The best part is like, so So Detective Pikachu literally grabs this. It is pop broken out of a fucking like aquarium. Fish tank. And Detective Pikachu grabs it and throws it in front of Charizard. And he's like, you'd be surprised at how Magikarps are. They do evolve into Gyarados. And you never know when.
They just need a jump start to get him going.
Yeah, they just need a jump start to get him going. And fucking, yeah. So, like, it's coming. Like, Charizard's coming down to bite them their faces off.
Then he comes out of it.
He's like, oh, what the fuck's going on? And then all of a sudden, like he's, like, still looking around for, like, a good, like, 15, 20 seconds. And then all of a sudden, it's like, whoop, and it's a fucking Gyarados behind him. He's like, whoa.
Pikachu's like, I don't float.
Yeah. And then they get washed out of the Pokemon Underground Fighting League.
Yeah, and then they get arrested temporarily.
Yes. So after they get arrested, I believe is when he tells Detective Pikachu he doesn't need his help anymore, right?
That's when they say, your father is dead.
Yeah.
And he's like, aw.
Womp, womp.
And then they go outside. And he's like, well, I guess that's done. He's like, no, we still got another mystery. You got to figure out what happened to you. And then that girl picks him up. And then they go to the guy who runs the town's headquarters. And just from playing a Pokemon game, like, I wasn't thinking about, like, Detective Pikachu per se, but just playing the main game. You walk into anyone's room, and he's got pictures of What's-His-Face the Space Dragon, What's-His-Face the Time Dragon, and Arceus in his office. You're like,
seems like a bad guy.
I don't think you should trust this guy if he's, like, one of those guys. Where he's like, Arceus is the first being in existence, and he's a god. I'm not crazy.
He's a god.
I'm gonna take you to hell. So yeah, if there's a guy with a statues of three god legendary Pokemon, I think it also goes along with
people in wheelchairs. Professor X, not so good of a guy.
Well, that's in the comics.
Wheels in the leg, man, not such a good guy.
Okay, you leave wheels in the leg. Wheels in the leg, man, are saints.
Wheels in the leg, man.
But yeah, so just throwing that out there, when you saw him with those god Pokemon as statues. I thought
for sure evil guy. Like, first thing.
Anyone who has that in their office, you're like, bam, villain, I know it.
Like, he popped up on, because they walk into his office, whatever, and I'm looking and I'm like, this doesn't seem like a good guy's office. Like, you know, like Frank from accounting. He's got like a little, he's got a bonsai tree, his phone, and his computer. This guy's got fucking 8 foot tall statues of fucking dead Pokemon.
Well, mythical Pokemon.
Legendary.
Like, you see a guy with, like, a Nidoking little statue on his desk, you'd be like, oh, that's pretty cool.
He's like, you must really like Nidoking.
You see someone with Arceus, and you're like, this is raising alarms.
And then you see somebody with all three, you're like, fuck it, that's Dr. Evil.
Well, there's more than three in that stupid thing, but like, when you got those three there, it's like, yeah.
He's like, you must be super evil. $100.
But they're like, oh, your father's not dead. I have this hologram that the police don't have.
Yeah. And I recreated it.
No, I want you to go and investigate. So he grabs reporter lady and she puts on her elite trainer gear and packs her Psyduck into a baby carrier.
That Psyduck is fucking great.
That whole car ride where they're both sitting in the baby carrier. Does that make you laugh?
In the baby carriage.
When Pikachu and Psyduck are in the baby carriers and they're driving out the facility.
Oh, just in the back of the...
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm not going to rub your feet. Why would I rub your feet?
Just seeing Pikachu with a hat and a baby carrier made the movie for me.
Yeah, it was fucking great. And he's like, so you're saying that we're trapped in a car...
with a bomb.
With somebody that gets so stressed out, they turn into a bomb? That doesn't seem right at all.
So they go to the facility, and then they see another hologram. More hologram. This movie loves holograms.
Loves the holograms. Have you ever seen a hologram in any Pokemon game?
Yes, but not as much to the extent of this movie.
Yeah. I don't know. Too many holograms.
I was going to argue not enough holograms, but I'll concede.
Oh, you also like Ready Player One. I get it.
I love Ready Player One. Songbird of our generation. Yeah,
I know. I've heard that before, too. Anyways.
But, so we get there, and it's like, this is a facility for experimenting on Pokemon, and they're experimenting on Mewtwo, and using his DNA to create the Argas.
Yeah, and Mewtwo gets pissed off.
And then he leaves. He eats, shoots, and leaves.
He's like,
So, like, I know they cut it away, but he totally murdered that scientist, right?
Fucking rights he must have. Like, there's no way.
She was heading for that bulkhead, and that door was, like, off the hinges, so she's dead.
Bitch didn't make it. And all the glass shards.
I know. It's like, yeah, she's super dead.
So, and then James Woods comes into the movie.
I must have fell asleep for that part.
Woo, piece of candy. And then Mewtwo explodes him.
So then, yeah, you see Pikachu lets Mewtwo out, and then he's like, I betrayed your father.
Yeah.
I have to go now. But this is... Okay,
and he poochies, and he's gone back to space.
Look, we'll correct that lower. Okay, so they see the hologram, see that Pikachu... That actually happens later. So Pikachu, in that own hologram, just saw that they were there, and then they left. And like, okay, at that point, they're like, okay, your dad's a bad guy.
He was stealing information, or
he captured Mewtwo.
Oh yeah, he was the one that captured Mewtwo.
Which we'll get into that. But so your dad's bad. He captured Mewtwo. He's a detective. He's a bad man.
He's a bad man.
Then somebody releases. It's led to believe that it's the bad guys. Who the bad guy is the son. The son of main character guy, Shaun of the Dead. What's his character's name in Shaun of the Dead?
Greg. It's the dad. It's the stepdad.
So we'll call him Greg. So it's Greg.
I'm pretty sure it's Greg.
Well, it's Greg's son. Greg's.
One second. I got to look this up now. Because I'm a huge. I love Shaun of the Dead. I think that movie's fucking great. Let me see here. Also, a 92 on Rotten Tomatoes. Just throwing that out there. Maybe we should review this. It's Philip.
Philip.
Yeah. Bill Nighy.
Okay, so we're going to call him Philip. So. Philip, the guy with the Arceus statue in his office, is like, it's my son. My son is the villain. Yeah. So you see his son, I'm winking and doing air quotations.
Wink.
He releases these experimented gray ninjas, and they chase them around. So they run out into the woods. They're like,
And they're chasing away. The car.
Well, at this point, they have to get back to the car, right?
Yeah.
So being chased by Greninjas. They're like, so they run out
into the what the heck are those things?
The giant tortoise Pokemon.
Yeah.
But they see these little ones and they're like, oh my God, they're not that big. So they're running out there. They're being chased and Psyduck, Pikachu gives him a headache and he blows the Greninja away.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, like all the mountainside and everything starts to rise up and it becomes
moving
huge. Like all the ground in the world is coming around them and it's like horrible. And Pikachu's just like, okay, we're experiencing hallucinations because of the after effects of the Psyduck attack. And then a tree lands around. He's like, it's all real. It's all real.
That's quite priceless. But anyways, they turn out to be gigantic.
The tortoise Pokemon from Black and White, I think.
Yeah. And they're just huge.
They're just like, there's like five of them and they're literally like Godzilla sized.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like the visual effects during that.
And then as they're escaping, a rock hits Pikachu in the stomach, and he's like, ooh!
Yeah, there's this
boulder that misses him, and this tiny little rock hits him, and he's like, ah!
I don't know. I don't think that rock would have done much. It would be like...
Well, he's a little electric rat.
Yeah, but he's...
That was a big rock for the speed it was falling.
It was like that big.
He's a rat. He's a little
mouse. If you see what I'm doing, it's like if you connect your
finger
and your thumb together.
The size of a golf ball rock hit him.
That big. And it hit him and
he hit him with the strength of a golf ball.
He's dead.
Well, he was injured. They need to get him to a Poké Center. They don't have those in that region.
Where's my Chansey?
I know, right? So then Tim's like talking to some Bulbasaur. He's like, I need a medic. And the Bulbasaurs are like smiling and dancing. Like, I don't know what he wants. So they take him. They're like, oh, just put him on this rock. And he's like, okay, here's this rock. And then all of a sudden, oh no, it's Mewtwo. Mewtwo comes and he heals Pikachu.
And he's like, motherfucker, I didn't do shit. And then
they get the flashback of.
Yes, of him, what actually happened.
Him letting Mewtwo out and then conspiring with him.
Yes. So it looks like from Pikachu the flashlight
has betrayed
his partner. Yeah, it does. And Pikachu is fucking feeling like shit.
And he's like, you brought me the boy just like I wanted you to. And then Mewtwo gets captured by pods, just like in the first movie. They weren't Magnemites, they're pods.
They're pods? I thought they were Magnemites.
No, they're...
Because I was like, oh my god. Damn. Okay, well, it got knocked down a little more on my scale now. Pods. Who the fuck? Fuck me. Anyways. Very disappointed.
Yeah, let's... Mewtwo is... we'll see if the complaints. We'll get to the end of the movie. So anyhow, Pikachu's sad at this point, and Tim's like, I gotta stop this. So he goes up to the old man's office, and he's like, Your son has Mewtwo!
Wait, we missed one part.
What?
When was sad Pikachu?
No, that happens at the same time.
Okay.
He's like, your son is evil, you're right, and he's got Mewtwo. And then he's like, oh, everything's going to be fine. And he's wearing this weird headset that you saw at the lab. Then Mewtwo pops out and he's wearing the same headset.
He's like,
and then he's like, I'm taking Mewtwo's body to turn people into Pokemon. Ha 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 ha. Then we cut to probably Scott's favorite scene in the movie. Yes,
it was. And it's
a very sad, slow song, but what song is it?
It is.
I wanna be the very best.
Like no one ever was.
To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause.
It's just Pikachu crying and singing it.
He's crying and singing and walking along. And then he finds a shard. He's like, this is a Greninja shard.
Yeah.
And then he has a flashback. He's like, oh my god, Mewtwo is trying to save us.
Yeah, Mewtwo's the band. And Greninja? Greninja was trying to kill them.
Yep.
So cut back to fucking Wheels in the Leg, man.
You got Philip. Philip is Mewtwo now. Philip Mewtwo.
It's Phil 2. Kind of like Bono, but Phil 2. You know?
And he's like, I have the plan from Batman with Michael Keaton. Parade balloons are full of gas that'll make the Pokemon crazy, and then I'll turn the people into the Pokemon. And everyone's like, what?
You're like, really? Like,
he's like, my plan is brilliant. Don't question it. Just do
really,
as I say.
Really, Philip? Really? You're like, are you questioning
And then me? That's when an epic, crazy action sequence ends the movie.
And Bruce Willis kills everybody.
Well, that was the extended cut.
Extended cut, yeah. yeah. Yeah, it ends in mediocre fashion, I guess.
Well, so, big action scene has to happen. Then Mewtwo's like, Deus Machina, and reverses everything.
Yeah, he's like... Pikachu's like, oh, I only need the time to fucking distract you. And then Tim
takes off the hat off
of Philip's headset. And then Mewtwo and Pikachu fall. And Leg Man's still in his leg chair.
And then he gets arrested because he's crazy.
Yeah.
And then the movie's like, it's like, hey. Pikachu is your dad all along. Also, I'm bringing him back to life, and then Pikachu and your dad won't be the same being anymore.
Poof.
And then he threw pixie dust at Tim's eyes, and he's like, ah! My eyes!
He's like, pat his hand.
If Mewtwo wore sunglasses and an orange hat,
and an orange MAC hat,
and was just voiced by him, it would be the best movie of all time. Pakistan. Yeah, oh, he just like ran away and jumped over fences.
Yeah.
And did like karate moves really badly. Like that would be 10 out of 10 right there.
Yeah.
You may hear children. They're so excited from seeing this movie. They cannot contain themselves.
Yes. Yes. That's it. So anyways, next scene is Detective Pikachu and
The dad,
and he turns around and...
It was like Handsome Goodman or whatever.
Oh my god, guess it's Ryan fucking Reynolds.
You're telling me Ryan Reynolds was a Pikachu and then he became not a Pikachu?
I'm saying Ryan Reynolds was inside of a Pikachu. Mr. Reynolds, if you would like to comment on that, by all means, write in to BNSAwesomePodcast@gmail.com.
Scott's cynical, but we love your movies.
I really do. I was really excited about.
And then unfortunately, you had to go get popcorn.
Yes,
you missed the credits. The credits have the main cast drawn in the original game art, which is great.
Oh, also the Ditto. There was a Ditto in this.
Yes,
that also transformed into a human.
Well, they did it. They foreshadowed it once at the start.
And yeah, then, which was kind of neat because you never see that in any of the games, do you? A Ditto being human?
It happens, but never too much.
Oh, okay.
Like, there was this one where like, some Dittos, like the Ditto in this game, has problems with the eyes and the face.
Yeah, which is quite funny.
Some don't, but the fact that it was wearing sunglasses to hide its face was great.
Yeah. So that was the movie.
Let's talk about complaints and then good things and then ratings, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. I guess it's not all complaints, but just do general whining, I guess.
We're watching a kid movie made for kids.
Well, that's the thing is, who's this movie made for?
Right? I don't know. It's hard to say because there's a lot of adult stuff to it.
Is this just like a movie for the whole family that all generations can enjoy? Like Pokemon fans of let's say you're a fan as a kid and then you have kids. Is this the movie for Pokemon friend family thing?
I think so. I think it's very well done for family friendly.
Probably good estimate is it's a family of Pokemon movie.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I brought my kids and they seem to really enjoy it. And they're 5 and 8. And it was nice to see them laughing and cheering on different Pokemon and stuff.
Here's one for you. Depending on whether this follows any similar continuity, either Red or Ash Ketchum would be 30 years old in this movie's universe. How does that make you feel?
Do you wonder if he's finally like got the guts to like be like, "Hey, Misty."
Hey, Misty.
you look at this. Pikachu died. Now I got some free time. You want to come over and I'll star you?
My Pikachu abandoned me.
Did you get that?
Yes.
Okay.
My Pikachu abandoned me to go be a detective.
That was my filthy, fucking terribly filthy joke about Misty and Staryu.
Yeah.
Yep. I feel a little dirty now.
There was that throwback line, like you say, Mewtwo was created 20 years ago in the Kanto region. Yeah, which,
you know, for a Pokemon fan like you, I could see how you're like, fuck man, that's awesome. Like that they actually recognize that. So that was good.
Mewtwo's getting pretty long in the tooth at this point.
Yeah, true enough. He's getting pretty old. I would think so. He seemed like he was a young guy, though.
It makes me laugh because, like, it's the kids, too. You can't analyze everything. It's a kids' movie.
It is.
It's a kids' movie, and it's, when it's at its best, it's a buddy cop comedy that happens to have Pokemon in it. And when it's at its worst, it's CGI nonsense.
At its worst, it's a fucking action battle at the end that draws you away from the whole experience.
I liked Volt Tackle. It made me laugh.
The what?
When Pikachu did Volt Tackle.
Oh, fuck, that was pretty good.
Because he's just like, he says it's my most powerful attack.
Bang!
A Pikachu can't defeat a Mewtwo. Well, duh.
No shit. But it can fucking knock it back. I could get in a couple attacks, boss. It was okay.
We could criticize this movie all day, but, you know.
Yeah, just, as a family friend.
Go for it.
So, okay, as a family-friendly movie, I would suggest taking your kids to this.
You would?
Yeah, I would. I would suggest if you grew up playing Pokemon, you enjoyed playing Pokemon, your kids have played Pokemon, take them to this movie. They'll love it.
Yeah, it sounds a pretty fair assessment.
Yeah, I enjoyed it for the most part.
Here's a question. Did you enjoy the universe this movie is set in? Would you like to see more movies in this universe?
Like in this new town?
Well, not just in Rin, but it's like, if this continuity was in the same continuity as the games, would you love to see movies of the games?
See, I would watch a movie about the games, like a live action one, over this one again.
See, I really liked this movie.
I know, that's where we differ.
I just don't like the ending.
Well, there was a few things for me, but like you said, it just didn't, for me, it didn't feel, how do you explain it really? Like a Pokemon game to me has always been like, and I understand it's not a Pokemon game, but a Pokemon game is always like, you get your first Pokemon and then it's like a journey through all these different things.
You're saying you want to watch the hero's journey, but with Pokemon.
Yeah, I want to watch the hero's journey with Pokemon. And I guess this kind of does have that.
See, I quit enjoying it because it wasn't the hero's journey, because he tried to do the hero's journey and just was terrible at it. And now he's a detective wannabe. I love it that he's washed up, never made it to the championships in Sinnoh, never became a Pokemon trainer, and he just generally sucks. I like an underdog protagonist. I like that he's horrible.
Okay, so the thing that got me was, like, the fact that Rajesh from Deadpool was technically cooler than him.
Yeah. Just because you're a Pokemon trainer in a world full of Pokemon. Pokemon are just everyday animals. You don't... Playing around with animals doesn't make you cool, all right?
Yeah, but in this... Like, I don't know. In this life, like, if it was true, it'd be like fucking losing your virginity.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Here, I'll throw this out. In this universe, you catch a Rattata and you have a Rattata as your partner. You have a Pokemon as your partner, but it's still just a Rattata. You get a Charizard as your partner. Charizard's kind of a suck, as you can see, but it's still, it's pretty cool, but it's, you know, it's like you go out of your way and you capture a mythical Pokemon like Rayquaza, then you're cool.
Yeah, true.
You come in riding a giant, ancient, like, rock green dragon that flies supersonic speed, and it's like, you know, you're like, up yours, Mewtwo. Then you'd be cool.
You know what I would have loved to have seen? Here's another one. An Onix.
Well, yeah, like...
There were so many Pokemon that weren't in this that I wanted to be.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I could take that in the movie. In this particular region, you're not going to have Pokemon that, like... Look, Onix and all these other Pokemon, they, like, Tyranitar, they're big, they're violent, they enjoy being out in the mountains. They're not going to come live in a city.
No, I understand that, but I just, it's some Pokemon I really wanted to see.
Well, like you say, most of the Pokemon in here are pretty tame Pokemon. A lot of them are unevolved.
It's city Pokemon. That is true. City Pokemon.
Well.
I get it. No, trust me.
You know what
it.
I'm saying.
Like the Machamps and stuff are, they're bipedal and
a lot. It's city Pokemon and like some insects. You don't see very like that. Charizard is like one of the only evolved Pokemon you see, and it's in an underground battle ring.
Well, and a Blastoise.
That's what I'm saying. Like they're in an underground battle ring.
In an underground.
A lot of other Pokemon, like you see, one Eevee turns into a Flareon.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. Just like
he must have had a Sunstone or Firestone lying on his desk.
Yeah, I didn't really notice that either. I don't know. It's just semantics, I guess.
But like you say, most of the Pokemon that live in the city are just like...
Yeah, easy enough.
And none of them are battling, because battling isn't allowed.
It's illegal because we're 10 over 10 or whatever.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if we lived in that universe, like, I'd probably have my same terrible job, and I'd be like, oh, geez, it's a bunch of Growlithe biting at these wires or something.
There's a lot of Growlithe in this movie.
Well, yeah, like
the holy fuck,
Growlithe, Squirtles, Charmanders, Blastoise.
There's a few Blastoise, isn't there?
Squirtles.
Yes.
Squirtles working for the fire department.
That was kind of cute.
Arcanines and Growlithe working for the police.
Yeah.
I like that they threw that in there.
I'm surprised there's no Rattata.
That made me laugh. There's an Alolan Rattata in the movie.
Really?
Like you see,
I must
like,
have missed him.
You see a couple regular colored Rattata, then you see an Alolan one, and I was like, someone here is from Hawaii. Someone from Hawaii brought the Rattata with them.
They're like, that motherfucker! You're like, I never want to go back to the Aloha region! Never!
It just, it makes you laugh.
Final verdict?
Like, I would love to see them keep doing more movies like this. Like, there's another movie coming out this year, which I guess we will review, that it's just going to be me whining for an hour.
And me going like, it was so good.
But I enjoyed seeing something different in Bull. I enjoyed this adaptation. I'd like to see more movies made. But the only problem is, Ryan Reynolds kind of makes this movie.
I agree.
And Ryan Reynolds being the Pikachu is resolved at the end of this movie. So, like, this is like a one-off. No other Pikachu would have Ryan Reynolds' voice. It's a weird, independent situation.
I don't think it would have done half as well with somebody else.
Well, it's a talking Pikachu movie that Pikachu's a detective. It's a very...
Yeah, but everybody loves fucking Ryan Reynolds.
I know, I'm just saying it's a very niche Pokemon movie. If they did one like your movie you would want to see, there wouldn't be talking Pokemon, and you have to focus a lot on the cast.
Yeah, I would say... I would say 30% of the people that go to see this movie are just Ryan Reynolds fans.
That's probably a safe assessment, I guess. Yeah.
Score, Ghosts?
I would give it a 3.5, very solid 3.5 out of 5 ghosts.
Okay.
And I would recommend it for any Pokemon fans.
Okay, so as a dad taking his kids there and enjoying the movie with his kids, I would sit around the same. As me as a single guy to go watch this movie, like just me without my kids, I would have given it 2.75.
You and your lousy.
I had to fuck with you on that.
It's like I can't do a 0.5. 0.5s I let slide. Now he's putting in
2.
He's putting 3/4 in. He's putting 3/4.
I couldn't give it half. It's a slightly better than 50% for me.
I quit enjoying the movie. It just kind of falls apart at the end. Like the end.
The ending really.
The evil plot and the, you know, the whole battle kind of just took me out of it. I enjoyed all the, you know, comedic detective work.
Oh, the comedic parts were great. I found that, like, just Justice Smith by himself, there's a few spots where it's just him, I found really boring. Maybe it's just me.
It might have been. Some kids will find it boring, but I thought he was great.
It wasn't bad. Definitely check it out if you have kids.
But yeah, I'd give it a recommendation. Like I said, just the battle and the whatnot brought it down for me. Other than that, I like the first part of the movie is solid. I quite enjoyed it. It's just the, oh, I'm evil. We gotta turn people into Pokemon. I worship Arceus.
It's solid all the way up till after the Tirana Dawn part.
Yeah, like Eva has good moments after that, but it's like, ugh.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's our review.
For the BNS Awesome Podcast, I am Scott.
And I'm Bob, the Pokemon guy who does all the Pokemon stuff.
Bob said he would roast Pokemon.
I will, someday.
Okay, so for the BNS Awesome Podcast, have a great day. And FMK number 2 is coming. What are we playing, Bob?
Hi, hi, hi.
Bob doesn't know. Okay. But why? Guess what? Me and Bob now have an Instagram. So if you want to go into Instagram, head over to the BNS Awesome Podcast. We are there. We are posting stuff daily. Be sure to check it out. Well, thanks for listening to the BNS Awesome Podcast. If you would like to reach us, you can get us at our email at
bnsawesomepodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks, Bob. And you can also reach us on Twitter at bnsawesomepod.
Isn't there other things I can find you on?
There is. We can also be found on Spotify now. And we can also be found on Stitcher and iTunes. So be sure if you go there, rate, comment, review, all that stuff. And thanks.